What is up? Welcome to the stream, guys. How you doing? My name is Mark. If you have never been here before, welcome to the stream. Take a look down below at the links. I'm here Monday through Friday in the morning, just here to kind of start my day on the right foot, thinking about some things. I don't know, sometimes I do journal some things, and talking about certain things helps me kind of unfold some things in my brain, you know. I don't know, sometimes it helps understand. I don't know, maybe sometimes it can help some other people understand. Some other people have joined me before in the discussion, so you're more than welcome as well. Welcome to the stream, man. You know, I don't know if there's a red eye filter on it. I don't know what it is, but I think it's behind my glasses. Even when I'm not wearing red, my eyes look extremely red. I guess I sit down to the camera after I take a shower and my eyes are dry, but they're not. I don't think they're that red. Let's see how red they are in person. I mean, I'm still through a camera. See, they don't even look that red on this camera. Let me show you guys. They look red, but not that red, I think. Or is it the same? I don't know. I have no idea. Welcome to the stream. Welcome, those of you who are listening via podcast. I hope you guys are having a good day. Let's get it. Morning Motivation Podcast is live on Apple Podcast. Anywhere there's podcasts, you know, I use. There's Pocket Cast. There's, I don't know. It's all links in the description, so you can check them out there. But hold on, let me fix the shutter speed. There we go. But today is, you know, how self-awareness, because at times, this whole week I've been talking about like self-awareness and at times being super self-aware. It's, someone mentioned yesterday, I'm sorry I don't remember who it was, but someone mentioned yesterday how sometimes when you're like really super aware, it hurts or it sucks. And it does. I mean, there's times when you're so aware of yourself or what's going on that it just, you feel bad about what is happening. Like maybe you feel bad that you're doing something, you're hyper aware of what it is that you're doing, but you know, and it sucks to feel that way. It sucks to feel like, oh man, I know what I'm doing wrong, I can see it, but I just don't know what to do, or, you know, I just keep on doing it, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times I think that's where a lot of people get stuck and then they just stop trying and stuff like that. At least that's something I can relate to, you know, from my perspective. What's up, Rincern? How you doing? Welcome to the stream, dude. How you doing? It's nice to see you again. It's been a long time. I see you briefly here and there and in the comments and stuff like always. So thank you. But you know, to be super, I guess, aware of what's going on and feel like you can't do anything about it, it sucks, you know. But I think that's just because you gotta look at it. I don't know. For me, I had to look at it differently, rather than what I think you should do. For me, I think that's a better way of putting it. For me, once I was able to say, okay, instead of being upset about, and I talked about this yesterday, instead of being upset about, you know, what it is that I can't do, this and that, that's where I need to start to have a game plan. Because I'm aware about it, of it, I can choose different things. I'm sorry, I keep losing my train of thought. Because I'm aware of whatever it is that's happening or that whatever I'm doing, you know, it makes it a little bit easier to then attack it differently. You can learn a little bit about it You can learn, you can figure out methods that other people use. There's videos that people make to learn about what you have going on. And when you learn about it and you know more, you can deal with it a lot better. There's a lot more methods to deal with things that are a lot better. So you just can't stop at knowing what's going on and then just sitting there looking at it like, oh my God, I need to fix this so bad, you know? That's the way it sucks. Sorry, I gotta go. Got school tomorrow. All right, Rinser, take it easy. You have a good night. Thanks for stopping by and saying hey. It was nice to see you again. But, self-awareness, like, people are... I was looking at the search results, like, just like keyword results and stuff like that, and self-awareness was at the top. Like, well, not at the top, but it was highly searched, and less covered, but self-awareness and, like, how to be self-aware and stuff like that. And, I mean, honestly, it's hard to teach self-awareness. You really have to teach yourself. There's methods. People can teach you methods to learn it, but when it comes down to it, a lot of people think that's, a lot of people think that's the end all be all. Like, once you're self-aware, once you have that self-awareness about you, that you understand the world as it is. And you know what? And maybe you do have a clear understanding of the world when you have like that self-awareness, because you can see things for what they are, because you can see yourself for what you are. It brings a clarity to everything. However, you can't stop there. You have to use that self-awareness, and you have to do more work. you have to use that self-awareness to go and learn about what bothers you, or what is, you know, what afflicts you, like the things that you have problems with and stuff like that. You use that self-awareness. The fact that you know about it now allows you to have the subject matter to go and search and find and you know, sometimes it's hard to know what to do when something is wrong. You know, like when you do something wrong, when you just, that's just what you do, because that's what you do. That's who you are. You're born that way. And it's like, how do I even change something? You're born, like, you know, slowly and methodically and strategically. And you really just have to be diligent in at least knowing that's what you want. If you can direct your focus for, you know, sometimes it's a long time, maybe like weeks, you know, months. What does it take to form a habit? It's like, if you look it up, I think most people agree on, like, you know, 21 days, maybe a month, maybe, but like 21 days or something like that can, you know, formulate a habit. So if you can think, I like to think about in terms of like, okay, a lot of times when people think of things like, okay, now I have to work out, or they think about doing different things. Xenix, what's up, dude? How you doing? What happened to Twitch? I stream on both. I stream in the mornings here. I chill here. It's a totally different stream. No gaming or anything like that in the morning. And then Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, I stream on Twitch. I game on Twitch. But I was talking about weird self-awareness. We get a little deep. You know, I'm Swagboy 311. Oh, what's up, dude? Yeah, I'm still on Twitch. I was streaming on Twitch last night. Got you. New name. Okay. You're still in here. Grab the, if you got swept out of the, I don't know if you're still in the Discord, get back in. But, dude, nice to see you though. It's been a while. I want to play some Among Us, and I've been playing Rogue Company. If you've been playing Rogue Company and stuff like that, you should hop into, we should play some games. I'm trying to get some people together Friday. What's today? Thursday? Today's Thursday. Tomorrow. I'm trying to get some people together tomorrow to play some Among Us. So, should come along for that. Yeah, at the end of the day, people will stop trying to figure out. They see what's wrong with them and they get upset with it, and a lot of times you become bitter because you can see things for what they are. I'm not sure where I was, but I'm sure it was around here somewhere. But if you can formulate a habit, I like to think about it in terms of not how, when people think of working out, this is what I was saying. When people think of working out, they think of like, oh my God, I have to do this thing that I hate to do, and I just hate to do it, you know? And they feel like, oh, I'm gonna have to do this forever. To stay fit, I had to do this forever. I'm gonna hate my life forever. You know, that's kind of how people think about it, and I used to too. But now I break it down in terms of like, okay, I just gotta do it today. And then the next step is, okay, I just gotta do it long enough to form a habit. I just gotta do it long enough to form a habit, you know, like, because once you get used to something and it becomes a habit, it becomes hard not to do it, or it becomes like, becomes something you enjoy doing. Maybe find a way to enjoy doing it. Who knows what can happen with it, but a lot of times you find a way to almost enjoy it or and need it in your day, you know. So break it down. If you're trying to figure out what to do next, like, you just like, okay, I'm self-aware enough to see what's happening, but I don't know. That's the only thing I can say. But anyways, I guess I don't have much for you guys today. Talked about a little bit of self-awareness and how, you know, it can be a bad thing if you let it just sit by itself. So that's the way that I think it can be a bad thing. If you just let it sit on its own and stew, then you just become self-aware. And, oh, here we are. I'm self-aware. I know everything now, you know. That's when it becomes a bad thing. But the moment that you use that self-awareness to take action and do something about the things that you want to do something about, that's when it can really help you out. So, visit the Discord, exclamation point Discord in the chat if you guys would like to talk about things further. Join me for conversations on morning motivation and stuff like that. So I appreciate you guys hitting me up. Also, I'm playing Rogue Company Friday and Saturday tomorrow and Saturday. I'm trying to get some people together to play Among Us as well. Probably going to start the stream with Rogue Company. Been grinding that out. Been grinding out Rogue Company, and then hey, I'm late again. Hey, what's up, dude? Yeah, I'm getting ready to go. But Rogue Company tonight, or no, I'm sorry, Friday, Saturday. And if you want to play some Among Us or, you know, Rogue Company, hit me up in the Discord and we can do it, man. Send me an invite. Anyways, it's time for me to go. DC, thanks for coming by, saying hey. It's all good if you're late. You can watch the whole thing if you want. I will be live on Twitch tomorrow and Saturday. And I'll be back here tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to put a reminder window up so you guys know when it happens. I'll try to do that like almost right after the stream if I can. All right. Anyways, thanks guys for watching. Anybody who has been here, I really appreciate it. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Tomorrow should be a decent stream. You know, I got one of those digital, Daya has one of those digital pens. Not digital pens, but like the boards you draw on. And maybe I can find a way to hook it up to stream so you guys can see the things that I'm writing down. That might be cool. Anyways, yeah. DC, take it easy, dude. You have a good day. Thanks for hanging out, dude. I gotta figure out where that is. It's like right here. How do I make it so that my face, when I'm sitting right here, it's in the center? All right, we're gonna do this right here. There we go. Okay, so now when I'm sitting right here and I hit the Zoom cam, bang! It's right there. Young Pepe, what's up? You guys take it easy. Have a good day. There we go, back to normal. All right, guys. See ya. Bye.